You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310 and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310. The CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phones, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Are you ready, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Andy?
Yeah!
Bert?
Well, all right, fellas.
You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/CFRN. Over 85,000 titles. Choose from mystery, romance, religion, science, technology, business, New York Times bestsellers, even children's books. You name it, Audible has it. With 85,000 titles to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect audiobook for yourself or to give as a gift, and it's absolutely free. Just point your browser to audibletrial.com/CFRN. That's audibletrial.com/CFRN. And become a part of the audiobook revolution by downloading your free audiobook today. audibletrial.com/CFRN.
Hey, trader, want to get rich quick? Well, good luck with that. If, on the other hand, you actually want to learn how to trade, the place to be is www.cfrn.net. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, for our daily devotional, and then spend the next 3 hours learning how it's done from professional traders who actually trade for a living. That's www.cfrn.net. Every trading day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length where we discuss all things E-Mini along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro, and even T-bills. Joining us today from our studios in Boston, Mr. Michael Bork. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Friday, 8th day of January, 2021. Thanks so much for joining us, whoever you are. Wherever you are, we're just glad to have you right here, right now. If you can't see the screen I have up, go to our homepage at cfrn.net. On the right-hand side of the page, click the big microphone, follow the instructions. You'll be registered in about 30 seconds, and that will give you one-click access to the show each and every day. That also gives you access to the chat box so that you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. On the days you're out of the office away from your desktop, point any internet-connected browser to cfrn.net/live There you'll find a live, real-time simulcast of the show as it unfolds. You just won't have access to the chat box. We also stream live during this broadcast at youtube.com/CFRN. Also, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/CFRN, you'll find over 1,600 daily shows that have been archived there. We started adding video to the afternoon broadcast in 2011. Prior to that, it was audio only, a podcast. But 2011, we spread our wings. And so again, over 1,600 daily shows have been archived there. Now, there are certain parts of each show that are pertaining to just what's happening in the markets that day. So as you scroll back a week, a month, a year, a couple of years, you may not want to watch the entire 2-hour broadcast, but I encourage you to fast forward up to the part where Michael is doing a recap of the live training room, and then where I'm doing a recap of the alerts and taking a look at the bigger picture on the daily chart, on the 30-minute chart. You'll not only learn a lot about our methodology and strategy, but you'll also realize that over all the years, we haven't changed anything. It's been many years since we changed even one line of code in our indicators or changed a rule to our strategy. Really, the only thing that's changed is 127 weeks ago, we added the Logic 247 alerts. That's our around-the-clock e-mini alert service for our members. So let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you today for your blessings, for your mercy, for your grace. And today, God, we confess just how much we need you. We need your healing and your grace. We need our hope restored. We need to be reminded that you work on behalf of those you love constantly, powerfully, completely. Forgive us, God, for trying to fix our situations all on our own. Forgive us for running in all different directions and spinning our wheels to find help when true help and true healing must be found first in you. Forgive us for forgetting how much we need you. Above everyone and everything else, we need you. We come to you and bring you the places where we hurt, because you can see where no one else is able to fully see or understand. You and you alone know the pain we've carried, the burdens, the cares. You know where we need to be set free. We ask for your healing and grace to cover every broken place, every wound, every heartache. Thank you that you alone are able to do far more than we could ever imagine. Thank you for your mighty power that acts on behalf of us, your children. We reach out to you and know that you are restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle, for your greater glory. Thank you that you will never waste our pain and suffering. We love you. We need you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Happy Friday, everybody. Let me give you the numbers from around the world. These are the cash markets, the indices, as they're called. We'll start here in the U.S. Currently, the Dow down 43 points. NASDAQ up 90 points, S&P 500 up 9, Russell 2000 down about a half a point. In the commodity basket, crude oil up 80 cents, trading 51.63 last. That's a gain of 1.5%. Gold down $58.10, trading 18.55.50 last. Now, that's a drop of a little over 3%. Silver down $1.60, trading 25.65 last. That's a drop of almost 6%. Now with silver, if you hold one large silver contract, a move of $1 is equivalent to $5,000 profit or loss, depending upon which side of the trade you're on. And again, silver is down today $1.60. It's over $7,500 per contract traded. Now, we've talked a lot over the last few months about the potential for silver to double in the coming year, to go from $25 to $50. I'll talk more about it later in the show. But for those of you who thought maybe you missed your opportunity to participate in a big picture trade from 25 to 50, the market in its infinite kindness may just be giving you another opportunity. In the Asian markets at the close today, Nikkei gained 648 points, over 2%. Shanghai dropped 6. The Hang Seng rose 329. That's a gain of over 1%. And in the European markets at the close, FTSE up 16 points. The DAX up 81. The CAC up 37. That gives us a mixed day in Asia. Green day in the UK. And so far, it's a mixed Radio Friday here in the US of A. Again, the Dow in the red. Russell barely in the red. NASDAQ firmly in the green. NASDAQ just went over 100 points positive. And the S&P 500 is just shy of 11 points to the upside. So with that, let's go to Michael and get a recap of what happened this morning in the live training room. After that, I'll come back. We'll cover the Logic 247 alerts, the concierge trade alerts, and then a special guest today at 1:15 p.m. Eastern, Garrett will join the show. I spoke to him this morning, and based on what's happened this week with the storming of the Capitol, etc., needless to say, he's a little bit fired up. And a friend of Garrett's and a friend of the show, Peter Eliades, who came on the show for an interview, gosh, probably been a couple years ago now, he is in the hospital with COVID. So please keep Peter in your prayers. Michael, I see your charts. So it's all yours.
All right. Here we go. Let's get rolling. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Today's Friday, the 8th day of January, 2021. If you're going to read the spreadsheet, you got to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today we had kind of a rough start. We started out with a stop out on the ES. And I was worried that, you know, that was going to be the tone of the day like it was yesterday. You know, I stopped out three or four times yesterday on the ES. We still ended positive, but that was because we had some good runs that we got into. Anyway, today on the euro, we made six ticks in profit. And on gold, made 63. On the ES, we made 12. That put us at plus 817.50 on the morning session. Today, it took 21 minutes and four trades to get to the goal for the day. At that point, we're up $145 a contract, and we took a total of 16 trades. So on the month now, we're up $2,877.50. That's over five trading days, averaging $575 per contract per two-hour trading day. I've now gone 218 consecutive days of getting my goal. And on the year now, we're at five consecutive days because we're on day number five on the year. Okay. So we're averaging $575 per contract per two-hour trading day. And on the year, $2,877.50. Now, if you have not taken a free trial with us and you want to take a free trial with us, go to the homepage here at cfrn.net. Right down here, it says free five-day trial required. Click on that. It's going to bring you to this page, emaitrainingschool.com. On this page, all we ask for is your name, your email, and your phone number. You can tell us the biggest training challenge so we can tailor one-on-one training just for you. Hit the send button. Okay, when you hit the send button, you're going to be sent a confirmation link. You must click on the confirmation link. Okay, if you click on that confirmation link, then we know you took the free trial. If you don't, we never know you took the trial. Okay, so you got to click on that link. All right, let's get into it. Now, we only had We traded more on gold than anywhere else today. So we'll start out with gold. Gold had some really nice trades. It had a bunch that I missed too. Some really nice trades that I missed, but it had some good ones that I got into. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. Seems like a lot of scrolling here, but okay, here we go. So our first trade that we took on gold was right here. And on that trade, we picked up 11 ticks. Okay, the next trade that was available was right there. That gave a little bit of profit. The next one that was available was right here. That gave a lot of profit. I missed that one. Then it got choppy and sideways. Everything down here got all messed up. And so we didn't have any trades in there. Still nothing going through here because the slingshot's not letting you have it. Okay, the slingshot was saying just stay out of this mess right here. And it took a while for it to clear through all this. I mean, I say a while. No, we're at 20 minutes in right here. I know there's a lot of bars, but that was because there was a lot of volatility this morning. All right, then it started giving more short trades right in here. There was one there. Should have put in a lower swing. That's why I didn't do the follow-up one there. And there was one here. There was one here that I missed. I mean, I missed both of those too, but I missed that one. And that one probably would have been a break even for me. I'm going to see if I missed anything else that I didn't write down. Okay, we grabbed this one. I don't think that's it. We grabbed this one. I think I forgot to write this one down. It looks like we grabbed it for just a few ticks. And then we grabbed this one for 11 ticks. That put us at plus 22. And then, let's see. Going through all of this stuff here. We grabbed this one for 4 ticks to put us at plus 26. This one we stopped out on. No, there's something missing here. There's a big trade missing here. Because we went from plus 26 to plus 45. So there's a 19 tick trade here. This might be the 19 tick trade. And so the one that was back here that I didn't think I put in might be the 4 tick trade. This one might be the 4 tick trade. Okay, so just making sure I got the numbers right. So this one, plus 19 to put us at plus 45 after plus 26. Then we had, where is it? A stop out. Now, there was another trade in here that I didn't write down somewhere. I think it was right here. Nope, that wasn't it. Maybe right here. Where we picked up 8 ticks to put us at plus 57. Okay, I think it was right here. We picked up 8 ticks to put us at plus 57. And then we stopped out, and that put us back down to plus 49. And then we made a little bit right here to put us back to plus 53. We made 4 ticks there to put us at 53. We had a break even. We missed that short, and that short. This would have been a break even. This would have been profitable, and this would have been profitable. We missed that one right there. And then we grabbed 10 ticks out of this. We actually had up to 20 ticks in it at one point, but it was moving so fast. I went to drop my stop at 19 ticks, but it dropped right back down to 10 ticks right here really fast. And so my stop was originally at plus 10. So we grabbed 10 ticks out of that, and that put us at plus 63 on the morning session. Now, it still went on a little bit more. There was a short there that I missed. And I was really hoping to have a couple of good trades. If I got a couple of those good ones that I missed, you know, we'd easily been $1,000 a contract today. But anyway, right here was a bounce off the BBC during the break. A short trade right there, a trend trade during the break. Bounce off the BBC long right here for a little bit. And that was about it. There really wasn't much else during the break in gold. Okay. Now, the euro was surprisingly giving up trades today. We only took one of them. This one right here, we picked up six ticks. But, you know, it's been so sleepy lately, I haven't really been paying attention to it. I've been noticing these trades after the fact. It was a short here, a short here, a short here. Now, I pointed out some of these beforehand, but I just didn't feel like trading them because it was the euro. It was a long here, a long there. Now, all of these trades would have worked out. So finally, there was a short here, and it pulled back, and it gave another opportunity for a short, and the MA1 stayed the right color. I figured I'd jump in on that, and I did, and I picked up six ticks. And since then, there was a long right here. And, well, now there was a short right here off the BBC that went all the way down to here. And that was it for the euro. On crude, we didn't trade any crude today. It's not to say that there was nothing to trade, but there wasn't much. Okay, now with crude, we're going to be rolling over our contracts here before too long. Right now, the G contract has 310 in volume, and the H contract has 137 in volume. So the H contract has 30% of the volume right now. Well, it's 30% of the current contract. And that number is going to keep changing and increasing. So, you know, we'll be rolling that contract over before too long. And I think that's what's holding crude, you know, in place pretty much. You know, you can see the whole day from here to here, including the break. During the break, there was a YBR short and a BBC short right here, and that worked out pretty well. There was a long right here that you would have had to surf a little drawdown, but it did go up. A short right here. Now the cycle was kind of flat in the middle, so I really don't like trading when it's like that. But I highlighted it just to show that it kind of set up. Now when it triggered, you know, it just started to go flat here when it triggered. So I highlighted it anyway. And that was pretty much it for the crude. Okay. Now we'll jump on the ES. Come on, minimize. The ES. You see all that chop right there? The ES got really nasty toward the end of the day. See that? But let's go back to the beginning. Okay. We started out right here. We stopped out. We were minus eight ticks. Picked up four ticks there. We were minus four ticks. Stopped out again. We were minus... on the ES, we were minus... Oh, I'm sorry. We picked up two ticks there to put us at minus six. Then we stopped out here again to put us at minus 14. Then we picked up four ticks here to put us at minus. Oh, no, wait. We picked up 10 ticks here to put us at minus four. And then we had a break even. And then right here, we picked up 16 ticks to put us at plus 12. And that's pretty much where we ended it for the ES. Were there other trade setups? Well, yeah, but I mean, look at the way the ES got really choppy in here. It just got nasty. So I just stopped trading it, you know, in all my accounts. All right. So with that, let's go back here. Now, go back here. If you have not taken a free trial with us, go to the homepage at cfrn.net. Right here, it says free 5-day trial, no credit card required. Click on that, and you'll be sent to this page, ematrainingschool.com. On this page, all we ask for is your name, your email, and your phone number. You can tell us your biggest training challenge. We can tailor one-on-one training just for you. And we really do that. I have a couple of meetings this afternoon, as a matter of fact. Hit the send button, and you'll be sent a confirmation link. You must click on the confirmation link. Okay, if you don't click that link, we don't know that you took the free trial. So you got to click that link. Okay. Okay. That being said, we'll go here. If you're going to read the spreadsheet, you got to read all of the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today's the 8th day of January 2021. Made 6 ticks in the euro, 63 ticks in gold, and 12 ticks on the ES. Put us at plus 817.5 on the morning session. Today it took 21 minutes and 4 trades to get to the goal for the day. At that point, we're up $145 a contract, and we took a total of 16 trades this morning. Okay. So on the month now, we're at $2,877.50. That's over 5 trading days. So that was our first week of the year, $2,877 in the first week of the year. It's a pretty good start to the new year. I'm knocking on wood. Hopefully it's going to continue. We just need the volatility. So we're averaging $575 a contract per day. And I've gone 218 consecutive days now of getting my goal. Now, if we make it to Valentine's Day this year, I'll have gone a full year of getting my goal. We've now gone five consecutive days. I'm not going to wait again. Five consecutive days this year of getting my goal. And it's the fifth trading day of the year. So the same numbers are, you know, in January, the numbers for the annual and the January numbers are going to be the same. 2877 and a half at 575. Okay. All right. And with that, I can pass it back out to fabulous Phoenix, Arizona. Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Wayne, if you are ready.
Ready I am. Okay, recap of the recap.
Today, it took 21 minutes and 4 trades to get to $145 per contract.
Good job. Good job. Anybody that missed the open of the show, Garrett's going to join us today at 1:15 p.m. Eastern. And considering what's happened this week with the breach of the Capitol, Garrett's a little bit fired up. Somebody in the discussion group said he's always fired up, yeah. He's real fired up today. So we look forward to having him here in about 45 minutes. So we'll get rolling. Now, what Michael just went over, okay, every day for 2 hours, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern, he teaches you our underlying strategy, how to use the indicators, the trade setups, how to enter, how to manage, how to exit, all of that. Along with teaching our strategy, we also provide you with around-the-clock alerts so that you can actually practice what you've learned. And that's really important. It's so important to roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty. Now, I used this analogy the other day, and I actually kind of like it. Imagine you went to a trade school because you wanted to become a mechanic, right? Now, there could be a trade school that had an instructor who showed you lots of videos and you had textbooks and workbooks where you learn how to work on an engine, right? How to work on an automobile or a truck or anything that has an engine. So that's one way of learning. But then there might be another trade school that you could go to learn how to become a mechanic. And instead of just using workbooks, textbooks, and videos, they actually put an engine right in front of you. Every student has their own engine in front of them. And as the instructor is teaching you how to disassemble that engine and put it back together, you have a real engine right in front of you. And you follow along and you take that engine apart and you put it back together. And then you take it apart, you put it back together, and you do it enough times, you could practically do it blindfolded. That is our model. Michael teaches you how to do it. I give you some real live examples to apply the things that you've learned. When you learn something and then actually put it to work in the real world, it tends to stick. You don't forget it. It becomes like the riding a bicycle analogy. So far this week, since Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, we've issued a total of 84 alerts. 8 never triggered, still waiting on the results of 6. That gives us 70 actionable alerts, of which 3 have been stopped out. That's 4% of the actionable alerts. That's not a typical number. What we've averaged over the last 127 weeks is roughly 20% of alerts do get stopped out. It's not possible to know what's going to happen next in the market. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care how clever their advertising copy is. You cannot know with certainty what will happen next. But you can know with certainty what the next high probability move is. 20% of the time, the next high probability thing doesn't happen because order flow heads in the other direction. So our risk profile for the alerts is we don't want to risk more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible, based on market structure, using a very simple three-step method that I teach all of our traders. So this is the recap for the week for the alerts so far. Still waiting on the results of six. Now, let's look at the actual alerts. Now today in the markets, if you were following along, you saw the S&P sell off, rally back, sell off. The beautiful thing about futures, not only do they trade around the clock from 6:30 p.m. or from 6 p.m. Sunday night to 5 p.m. Friday afternoon, you can be long, be short, and even be long again in the same hour if that's what the market dictates. We trade what's in front of us. No matter what our personal opinion is of the market, it should be higher, it should be lower, or it can't go any lower, or it can't go any higher. We pay no mind to what we think. All that matters is what the market is actually doing. So these are the ones from this morning we're still waiting on. Here's a short on the S&P, caught that to the short side. There's another one we're waiting on. There's a short on gold from 1854 down to 49. That's a $500 per contract move. Still waiting, still waiting. Now we're back to yesterday. Long on the S&P, long on the Dow, long on the Russell, in queue. B means buy, S means sell, T means initial target, PR on a long, that's potential resistance, weekly trading zone. On a long trade, the weekly trading zone overhead is always the final trade to target. On a short, like this one up here on gold, the final trade to target is always the weekly trading zone below. When you see the Z's, that means no trigger. Thumbs up means we reached the target. Some alerts have just one target, initial target, and the final trade to target. On the Russell here, there is no weekly trading zone because we're already above the highest weekly trading zone for this week on the Russell. Long on the Dow, S&P. Here's an S&P long with multiple targets. Initial target, 3784. Second target, potential resistance. Third target, fourth target. Final trade to target, that is the highest weekly trading zone for this week. It's crude oil, NQ, Russell, Dow, S&P, Russell, Dow, S&P. I won't linger too long on each individual one because we've done that each day this week. Now when you see the red X, that's one that got stopped out based on not risking more than $300 per contract per trade based on market structure, less when possible. And again, we teach the traders a simple three-step method to apply market structure. And rather than using a formula or any other method to apply the stop loss, we query the chart, and the chart tells us, based on market structure, exactly where the stop loss needs to be. Long on the Dow, S&P, crude oil, NQ, Russell, Dow. Now we're back to January 5th. So again, you take what you learn in the training room, and when the alarm sounds on your phone, on your tablet, on your PC, when it makes that telegram sound, that's the messaging client we use, Telegram. It's free, it's fast, there's no pop-ups, no banners, no advertising, and it's secure. When the alarm sounds, it's not a call to trade, it's a call to go to your charts, look at the chart, and make sure you understand the alert. And then as it triggers, of course, when you first start, you're only trading in your demo account in the simulator. That's so important because you need to learn the strategy. How do you know when you've learned it? Because you are able to put together 10 consecutive days in a row where you reach your goal in 10 trades or less. Once you put those 10 consecutive days in a row together, now we're back to Sunday night. So everything I'm going to scroll through right now, this happened Sunday night before Wall Street even woke up. NQ, S&P, S&P, Dow, Dow, crude, crude, silver. Now these are examples here where we were able to go short on crude, you know, and in the same session go long. Short on the Dow, long on the Dow. We trade whatever's in front of us. Once you put together those 10 consecutive days in a row, our 2420 blueprint gives you the green light to go live with one contract. Your goal once you go live is to increase your account balance by $2,000. Once you do that, the blueprint will give you the green light to add a second contract with the profit you earned trading one contract. The blueprint will tell you when it's time to add contract number three, and you only add additional contracts with profit you earned in the market. So when the blueprint says time to add number three, you're using the profit that you earned from trading two contracts to add your third. And that's the process as you work your way up to however many contracts you want to trade. Using the S&P as an example, with one contract, 2 points in the S&P is worth $100. With two contracts, it's worth $200. With five contracts, the same 2 points are worth $500. And with 10 contracts, the same 2 points are worth $1,000. If you can become consistent, proficient at taking a couple of points a day out of the S&P, and if you're patient, build your account so that you, one by one, earn the right to trade 10 contracts, 2 points a day is $1,000. That puts you in the top 3% of wage earners worldwide. Obviously, if this were easy, everybody would do it. Trading's not easy, but it can be simple. And that's what we do is all about, teaching you how to find simple. So this was our very first alert this past Sunday night. S&P, 17 minutes after the Globex opened. This is Mountain Standard Time you see on my screen. Telegram, the messaging client we use, reads the clock on your computer. So whatever time zone you're in, that's what we'll display here. Last week, week 126, which was a 4-day week because of New Year's, we issued a total of 59 alerts, 13 never triggered. We had 46 actionable. Again, not a typical number, only 5 stopped out. That's 11%. But what we've averaged over the last now 127 weeks is 20%. So now that you just saw all the different individual alerts, let's put it in context with the recap. This week, 84 alerts. 8 never triggered, still waiting on 6, 70 actionable, 3 stopped out, 4%. Okay, now, we also have another type of alert. It's a little bit different in nature. It's called the concierge trade alerts. What this is designed to do is to give you forward guidance for the entire session. So I try to get these out as soon as I can, after the Globex open each evening. So last night I got them out at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. 2 numbers for each market. Once this static report is published, it's good for the entire session. As price moves up towards 3808, you're developing a bullish sentiment. As price drops towards 74, you develop a bearish sentiment. When price reaches 3808, you either want to be long or you want to get long, or you're only looking for longs above 3808. Everything we do with alerts is based on the prevailing trend as determined by a 30-minute chart and the BBC, which I'll show you in a moment. If price is dropping, you either want to be short, or at 37.74 you want to get short, or you only want to look for short trades below 37.74. So there's two numbers for each market. Best way to handle this static report is when it's published, go to the 30-minute chart of the markets that you trade, draw a line in the sand, 38.08, draw a line in the sand at 37.74, and then you're able to know where the market is heading. Is there bullish sentiment? Is there bearish sentiment? Okay, let's jump over to the daily chart of the S&P. Okay, we hit yesterday the 62% Fibonacci price extension, which we arrived at by doing this. We connected the swing low that was put in back on October 30th to the swing high put in November 9th and the retracement low put in on November 20th. What that does is it projects levels into the future using the golden ratio, the same math that you use to arrive at Fibonacci price retracements. That same math projects areas into the future where price will find potentially an obstacle. You can look at it as an obstacle or a target. It's both. So after we drew that, we hit the 24% Fibonacci price extension. It took a few sessions to get through there. Once we did, we rallied up to the 38% Fibonacci price extension. Couldn't get through it on the first pass. Backed up. Tried again. Couldn't make it all the way to the 50. Backed up again, made another run, finally got there. We've now broken through, and because we have a new high, since I drew the Fib retracements, we now need to adjust that to compensate for the new all-time historic high. Now, that doesn't change the Fibonacci price extensions, because that swing low, that swing high, and that swing low, those are never going to change. But this will change. So now our 24% Fibonacci price retracement is right here, right where my red horizontal crosshair is, just below the BBC. Now the daily BBC is just above the 38% Fibonacci price extension. As you can see, pullbacks to the BBC hold more often than they don't. So when price finds its top and goes into a deeper retracement, we will expect to find good support at the BBC until proven otherwise. We got above the BBC back on November 4th. It's the first day we closed above it. And we've closed every day since above it. Now, a deeper retracement, what might that look like? Well, let's take a look. This is a monthly chart, the S&P 500 E-mini futures. This was the rally. This is when the internet came along. And everywhere you went, there was these AOL discs. They were at the convenience store. I'll never forget one day I was putting gas in my car, and there was a stack of these CDs. Remember CD-ROMs? There was a stack of them just sitting on top of the gas pump. They were everywhere. People used them for Frisbees. That was most people's first introduction to this thing called the internet. But AOL was a closed community, okay? The internet poured in and the internet poured out. But when you launched AOL, that was all you saw of the internet. Now, some of us who were nerds and geeks, we were on the internet before that, logging into bulletin boards at universities and different things. But for most people, in fact, I emailed somebody the other day, I don't remember who it was, but they still have an AOL address. AOL is still there. So we found the internet. Internet stocks rallied up into 2000. Then there was the dot-com bomb. Folks thought it was the end of the world, but it wasn't. Buyers came in, took us right back up to that same level. And here was the financial crash, 2008, when real estate topped out. Deep retracement down to 666. Buyers came in, leg retrace. We got back up to this double top area, got through it, and took off. Look at what's happened since 2013. We've gone from basically 1600 to 3800, more than doubled. We've had some deep retracements along the way. There was this deep retracement December of 2018. That was the worst December since 1938, I believe it was. And then we rallied out of that, and then we had this one. This was March or February and March of 2020, last year. Buyers came in. See how we just barely took out that swing low, spiked it. Remember, these are monthly candles. And then we've had an almost parabolic move up. We did have a deep retracement in September, October of last year. But buyers came in and rallied us up to where we are right now. Now, when we put in a top, a temporary top, because the mark, this S&P 500 index, along with the Dow, the Russell, the NQ, it's a best of breed index. So over time, it's always going to go higher. Because when one of the companies that's part of the index, 500 large cap companies, when one of them gets sick, misses their numbers, etc., they're going to be asked to leave. They're going to be given the boot. And a fresh, strong, bullish company will be brought in to replace them. So yes, there will be retracements along the way. But over time, over the long haul, price is always going to move higher. Now, when we put in the next temporary top, obvious areas for support on the way down would be this swing low, and then there's the say it ain't so Joe level. Important prices, important areas are almost always tested. We've tested this area from the downside, from below, we've tested it twice in history. We've never tested it from above. Am I forecasting a crash to 1600? I'm not. But I am making sure you're aware that it is a possibility. Price could come back in a very deep retracement and take out this low, find support here, and then we spend another, you know, 2, 3, 5 years, decade climbing, take out this high, put in a new high, and then the process just happens again. So that's your daily look, your monthly look. Let's go look at a 30-minute chart. Alerts are based on the 30-minute chart. Now, our indicators do a great job, whatever time frame you're on. They do a great job of helping you find high probability, low risk trade setups. They also do a pretty good job of keeping you out of markets that aren't conducive for trading. Now, we've had logic alerts on the long side and the short side today that triggered and reached their target. But when you're just learning these, I don't know how to trade these markets, on your 30-minute chart, when these two indicators go flat. Now, this green line is called the BBC. That's just, a lot of spam calls today. When price is, let me show you on the daily, but this applies to all time frames. When price gets above the green line, BBC, bull bear cross, When we get above it, we're looking for higher prices. When we get below it, we're looking for lower prices. Above it, higher prices. Now that's true on the daily, on the 30, on the 5, on the 1, even on that monthly chart we looked at. But on the 30, when your indicators go flat like this, the best thing you can do is go look at a different market. Now the indices are correlated, S&P, Dow, Russell, and Q. Historically, those trade together as a pack. We have some divergence today, with some of the indices being up and some being down. But on most days, they will trade, not in lockstep, but as a group, okay? So if you see this on your S&P, you're probably best served to leave the Dow, the Russell, the NQ alone. Go look at crude. Go look at gold. You might say, yeah, but I'm only an S&P trader. Well, be careful of labels. Our methodology and our indicators, it's fluid across all markets, all time frames. We trade crude and gold and pork bellies exactly the same as we trade the S&P, the Dow, the Russell, the NQ. Same indicators, same underlying principle, nothing changes. So when the indices do this, you know, go look at crude, go look at gold. Now, if you're brand new and you're just learning how to trade and you just want to focus on the S&P, that's fine, not a problem. As you gain experience and confidence and watch the markets, you'll start to understand better what I'm saying, and you won't have any fear of going and looking at crude or gold or any other market when the indices start to do this. Okay, so the concierge trade alert last night for the S&P was to be long 3808. And we find 3808 right here. Important prices, important areas are almost always tested. How do you know it's an important price, important area? Because it's either a concierge trade alert or a logic alert. So 2808 by 2808. Okay. Now, this first move up took us to 3813. Mistype that. So the first run up took us to 3813. That's 5 S&P points, $50 a point. Market made $250 per contract available. And then price got back below the trigger, triggered again, and it ran up to 3817. So that's 11 S&P points at $50 a point. So the market made $550 per contract available on that move. Then price got back below the trigger, but the dynamic changed. You'll notice on this trigger and this trigger, you had the support of blue and climbing. But when we triggered over here, we've got red and falling. Now this indicator is called the CFMA1. That's the clinical term. I refer to it as blue and climbing, red and falling. I think you can see why. So we would not want to trade this trigger long because it's like driving into a brick wall. Okay, you expect that to be resistance. And so with this red here, you'll notice that even though there was a trigger, not a good trigger, and it only made it up to 3810, so yeah, you could have got 2 points out of there, but what I want you to understand is you should stay away from that trigger. And then we triggered again and again. And then, you know, briefly we got blue and climbing back on our side. And that's another indication. When you go from red to blue, back to red, back to blue, that's a consolidating sideways market. Best left alone. Go find something else to trade. Now, look at the lows here, these wicks. On the short side, a beautiful window of opportunity would be, say, 37.98, down to 37.95. Nice 3-point opportunity there. Of course, you would probably want to drill down to your smaller time frame to assist you in establishing your stop loss, because we don't want to risk more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible. In the training room, we only risk 8 ticks on every trade. What we're trying to teach you in the room is, number one, the strategy. Number two, that you must always have a hard stop loss. Once you understand the strategy and how to read the indicators, you may choose to trade larger time frames, like a 30 minute. That's when you'll use market structure to assist you in placing your stop loss. So we had a couple nice triggers on the concierge trade alert, and I just scrolled through all the logic alerts. So let's go to the Dow. Had a nice shorting opportunity today via logic. Back to yesterday, but 2 days ago, we had a concierge trade alert long here on the Dow. And then yesterday, we had a concierge trade alert here, a logic alert here, a logic alert here, and price ran right up to the highest weekly trading zone, which is 31,150. That's our highest weekly zone for this week, 150/155. The swing high was 31,148. Last week, the S&P and the Dow both closed right at the highest weekly trading zone. It doesn't look like we're going to close there this week, but we did actually reach the highest weekly zone on the Dow. We haven't yet on the S&P. Now, last night's alert on the Dow, short 38.15. Which is right there. Never triggered. Not unusual to see price walk right up to a concierge trade alert, important price, important area, reverse and go the other way. Not unusual at all. The long side last night for the Dow, 31,025. Which is right in here, 31025. I guess we already have the line. Yeah, the one we were just talking about. So we had a concierge alert, two logic alerts, all right in the same area. Sometimes concierge numbers and logic numbers will be identical. Sometimes they won't be. A logic alert will often walk you right up to the doorstep of the concierge alert. Okay. So we haven't triggered on the short side, but here we come down again. Okay, this may be the time that we trigger. Again, the number is 30,815. Right there. Okay. All right, next on the list is the Russell. This was yesterday. Last night for the Russell, short side was 2077. We still, even with all this, we haven't got there yet. 2077 is down here. This week, the Russell did trade above its highest weekly trading zone. The highest weekly trading zone this week for the Russell was 2029/30. So we've been well above that for a couple days. The long side last night for the Russell was 2106. Right here. And the first move up took us up 4.5 points. And then we got back below the trigger, triggered again for 6 points. So right there, there's 10 points. If your goal is 2 points a day, 5 days a week, that's 10 points. Here's one alert, two trades, where the market made a week's worth of points available. Now, because it's your trading business, you get to decide how you're going to run your business. Do you want to be the trader who comes in every day, gets a couple points, and increases the number of contracts they trade? Or You just want to try to get as many points as you can every day. Let's see. In the chat box, Mike asks, when do the alerts become no longer valid? Well, the concierge trade alerts, Mike, are good for the entire session until the next set of numbers comes out the following night. And the Logic 247 alerts are good until there's a different alert that exceeds or supersedes that particular alert. Great question. Now, from this alert from last night on the Russell, we can extend this line across, okay, and we can see that we triggered again here from it. Well, the number was actually 2106, and we put in a high at 6.5, 07, 07.5, and on this one we hit 2110. Okay, but the dynamic has changed. We ran into red and falling, okay, and when the CFMA1 is below the BBC, so that bearish cross, once you get that bearish cross, you're really starting to think only on the short side, okay? All right, next on the list is crude oil. Crude's been on quite a tear this week. Inventory numbers, when they came out on Wednesday, they were expecting a small draw, but the draw was something like 8 million barrels, much more than was anticipated. Last night's concierge alert for crude was to be long 51.45. So we triggered 51.45 and we ran up to 51.58. It's $130 per contract traded. Dipped back below the trigger, ran up again to 51.83, about $400 per contract traded. Back below the trigger, ran up to 51.80, about $350 per contract traded. And then one last dip. And notice on each one of these pullbacks, we pull back to the BBC where we expect to find good support until proven otherwise. Boom. And then this last pullback. Boom. Pullbacks to the BBC hold more often than they don't. There's one. 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 The weekly trading zones, you should think of those as fixed support and resistance. We've published the zones since December 14th of 2009. The indicators become your dynamic support and resistance. Next on the list is the NQ. Yesterday on the show, we put this alert out for anybody that was interested. 12.932 to 12.952. And at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, price ran right up and filled the window. Important prices, important areas. Pulled back, filled it again. So this 20-point window, $400 per contract traded, the one I gave you on the show yesterday, filled once, filled twice. And then the pullback to the BBC, pullback to the BBC, and there we go. Last night's concierge alert for the NQ was 12.978. Good straight line. 12.978. There we go. So the first pop is good to 93. So 13 points, $260 per contract traded. Back below the trigger, support at the BBC. Off we go again. This time we make it up to 1352. So that's about $1,400 per contract traded. That's what the market made available. And then we got back below the trigger, touched the weekly trading zone, which we expect to be support, just like the BBC. And it handed over about a $1,500 per contract trade. No trigger on the short side. Next is gold. And gold is definitely in a deeper retracement. Now, while this sell-off in gold looks pretty horrific, let's do this. Let's take a daily chart. We'll get rid of these fibs. We'll switch this to gold. This is a daily chart of gold. Now, from this low to that swing high, we hit the 50% Fibonacci retracement. That bounced us all the way back up to the 24% Fibonacci retracement. And now we're back down to the, we just traded through the 38% Fibonacci retracement. And so this market will either find support here or here. Meantime, we'll trade it here. Last night on gold, the concierge trade alert was to be short 1901. And that happened right up here. Now, this was such a strong directional move, we never got a second trigger on this one. That happens. On the first trigger, 1901, we dropped all the way to 1875. That's $2,500 per contract traded. And we consolidated at the weekly trading zone for 5 hours. These are 30-minute candles. And then the price took us down to where we are right now at 1840. That's a $6,000 per contract move. If you've earned the right to trade 10 contracts, it's a $60,000 move. Now, the worst thing you could possibly do is trade 10 contracts before you learn how to trade. The second worst thing you could do is trade one contract before you learn how to trade. This is why we're insistent that all of our new members start in the simulator in the demo account, as you're learning the strategy. Again, Michael's teaching every day for 2 hours, answering every question that you have. While you're practicing what you learn each day with the goal of putting together 10 consecutive days in a row where you reach your goal in 10 trades or less. When you accomplish that, the 2420 blueprint will say, okay, looks like you're ready. Go live with just one contract. You're going to trade that one contract until you've increased your account balance by $2,000. That $2,000 of profit you'll use to add a second contract. Then you'll trade two contracts for a while and you'll use that profit to add a third contract. As you work your way up Trader Mountain. Okay, Gregory has a question. Dwayne, in all your years' experience regarding the 30-minute chart, any category, do you find that each 30-minute candle only changes color maybe 20% of the time? I don't know if I fully understand the question, Gregory, so if you can explain it. I mean, here, I've got a red candle, a doji, a red candle, a green candle, a red candle, a doji, a green candle. I mean, this has been a very strong directional day to the downside. So, I don't know if I answered your question properly or not. If you want to ask it a little bit different way so that I can understand it, I'm more than happy to try to give you a good answer. The last market on the list, silver. And silver got a real beat down today. Last night's alert on silver was to be short 26.96. A $1 move in the price of silver. In other words, when it goes from $26 to $25, that's worth $5,000 if you hold one of the large contracts. It's $1,000 if you hold the mini contract. So this first drop took us to 26.09. From 96 to 09, that right there is almost a $1 drop. From 26.96 to 26.09, it's almost a buck. Large contract, that's $5,000. And then buyers came in, drove it up to the BBC. Remember, pullbacks to the BBC, doesn't matter which direction, pullbacks hold more often than they don't. And then this huge leg down. So we've gone from 26.96 to 24.86. That's a $10,000 per contract move. If you've earned the right to trade 10 contracts, you're looking at a $100,000 move. True story. Now that pendulum swings both ways, so you know, if you're not on the right side of the street and it costs you that much, of course you're not going to risk that much. You're going to use a hard stop, whatever your pain threshold is. Now with alerts, we don't want to risk more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible. Okay, now, Garrett should be coming along here in just a second. So I'm going to take this opportunity Greg says, so once a candle starts to print, find that it rarely changes color. Oh, I see what you're saying. No. Sometimes a candle will open. Okay. That's really a good question. In fact, let me go to a different chart. I can show you a good example of that. Okay. Let me find one that makes you... Okay, well, I could use this one, right? Oh, no, this one right here. Okay. This candle opened right here. It ran up. It was a big green candle. Big green candle. And then price dropped. Once it got back to where it opened, it became a red candle. So then it was a red candle all the way down. Then buyers came in and drove it back up to almost where it opened, and it left that little red body. So this candle here, where you see wick on the top, that was green. And let me find on this green right here. Okay, this was a red candle. The buyers drove it back up above where it opened, and it became a green candle. And it closed just off the highs. I think I answered your question that time. Okay, so as we wait for Garrett, I'm going to grab a quick 5-minute break, and I'll be right back.
Hey, Garrett. Dwayne's expecting you. He walked away for a couple of minutes. He'll be right back. Happy New Year.